You are letting in estate agents and you want more landlords to use your agency to let their houses and sell your houses. Who here doesn't want that? I think it's pretty fair that we all want more landlords. The problem is this. Roll the clock back to 2004 and there were 9,500 estate agents who sold 1.8 million houses. Today, 1.2 million houses sold by 18,000 estate agents. Problem is, before you can tell anyone how good an agent you are, because what makes you different is you. I mean, let's be honest, we all do to let boards, we all go on Rightmove, we all do ASTs, we all show people around the houses. The only difference is you. And all a landlord wants is someone that they can instinctively trust that offers good customer service. Those are the two things that landlords want. But how can you prove trust and customer service without the property? Do you genuinely believe, Brian, that you are the best agent in Southampton?
Absolutely.
And I bet most agents also think the same. Hi, we're a letting agent. Come use us, we're brilliant. And look at all these bullet points we've got. No one's listening. Who here watches TV adverts? Who here goes through the top three ads on Google when they're looking, when they search the internet? Who here, tell you what, when I watch Ant and Dec, my favourite TV programme in the world, what I do is I pause it so I can fast forward through the adverts, and God forbid if I do have to watch the adverts, I get this thing out and have a quick look. No one's looking at adverts anymore. But that's what we do as agents. We just advertise ourselves. Hi, we're an agent, come and use us, we're brilliant. And all you have to do is change the font and the colour and the adverts are exactly the same. Because no matter how good you are as an agent, nobody's going to listen to you unless you have their attention. And that is the biggest problem. Without attention, you have nothing. How the hell are you going to get the attention of people? Because attention is fickle. People's attention could be over here. Who here remembered that those spinner things? They were all the rage 6 months ago. Now where are they? So if you are going to need to get people's attention, what strategy are you doing? And an awful lot of you in here are using landlord farming. And the biggest issue is there is an imbalance between the supply and demand of people's time. Because if you want people to pay you, they have to pay you with something that's more valuable than money, and that's time. And who here has enough time? Well, you're different, but most people. Okay. Who here would like an extra 2 hours a day working? Okay. So, all I'm going to say is this. Take Facebook off that. Helps. They reckon a British human being sees 2,000 adverts a day, be it on your back of a bus, be it on the internet, be it in newspapers, be it on TV or anything. If you look to all those 2,000 adverts, you'll get nothing done. So we are programmed to ignore adverts. But that is what we do with our advertising. So if you want to be around in 10 years' time in a estate agency with being one of 50 agents or 60 agents or 70 agents, you need to change your tactics. Instead of being and thinking like an estate agent, you've got to change your job titles to being, as Gary Vaynerchuk says, a digital marketer who happens to be in property or in lettings or in a estate agency. You see, you might think, well, hold on a second, I've got to be a digital marketer. That sounds really weird. I'm an estate agent. Well, let me roll the clock back 10 years. Who here is a Facebook freak who checks their Facebook? Who here has checked their Facebook status since they've been in this room? And be honest. Come on. How many comments did you get, Steve? How many likes? You didn't know. You see, I'm going to ask here, anyone over the age of 45, if I asked you 5 years ago, have you got a Facebook account? If I'd asked you 5 years ago, have you got a Facebook account, Alan, what would you have said? What's Facebook?
I'm not over 45.
Who here, who's probably over 35, said, oh, Twitter 5 years ago, oh, not having one of them. Who here, if you're in your 60s, said, oh, we don't need one of them fax machines or email account thingies. They'll be a long gone fad. The bottom line is this. This is now become the remote control to people's lives. And an average UK person spends 1 hour, 40 minutes on this. Most of the time, either playing Candy Crush or on the internet. But more importantly, social media. Because once you've checked the BBC and you've checked your share prices, you're on social media. Just checking, looking at your notifications. Oh, my word, we've got 6 likes on our photo, Matt. How good's that? Someone loves us to bits, doesn't it? If you've ever wondered why social media has taken over the world, well, I can tell you here and now why social media has taken over the world. It's because you chuck stuff out hoping people will like it and comment on it. And we've got 7 likes now, Matt.
Man, that's good. That was me.
That was you. And that's why people are really, really into social media, because basically you're just tickling my tummy saying, do you know, someone loves me. Someone likes what I have to say. And that's why people, this is why it's like a drug, because people are like, oh shit, yeah, someone does love me. Someone does care what I have to say. So if you are going to use this medium, you have got to think, how the hell am I going to get my message across? How am I going to get people to pay attention to what I have to say? Because once you have their attention, you can sell them anything you flipping well like. Because you are in competition, not with every other estate agent or a letting agent in your town. You're in competition with every other firm chucking adverts out on Facebook. You're in competition with every other person who's chucking out pictures of their dinner or their cat or lamb lollipops on Facebook. Tesh, 15 photos, half of them were fuzzy. I hope you're a better social media guru than taking photos, my friend. You see, the world has changed. Roll the clock back 10 years. We didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Netflix. We didn't have Amazon. We didn't have these things. We had phones that just made phone calls. Can you remember them days? That was fantastic. And if this is where people's attention is, we need to put something on here that is interesting and relevant to them. So, we use newspaper print, which we'll come on to later, and we use newsletters and Rightmove ads, but the big one is social media, and we have to really seriously consider this. This is the remote control to people's lives. So, there are only 3 ways that you can communicate with a human being. The first one is in the written word. So I'll just read the newspaper now. Who here reads a newspaper every day? Who here reads on the internet? Yeah, we all do. Next, the second way that you can communicate is in the audio. So that is either talking to someone over the telephone, or that is radio, or that is podcast. Who here listens to more radio than reading? The third way that you can communicate is visually, where you put it all together. And that's either face-to-face or TV. Who here watches? So you've got written word, audio, and visual. So let's go first. You're going to have a choice of reading, listening, or watching. What do you do more of? Let's go. Reading? Listening? Visual, which is TV and meeting people. Yeah. There you go. And what you need to do is consider what is the best way to get people's attention. Well, you all said to me that you watch more video, you watch TV. And that is why I keep banging on about video. And later, if we've got time, either before lunch or after lunch, I'm going to show you what good looks like. And then I'm going to really frighten you and show you what Landlord Farming 2.0 videos should look like. And that really will scare you. But I guarantee you, it will work. So if you're going to create video content which is that people will want to pay attention to, you cannot. Who here has been to a party and they talk about, and someone just talks about themselves all night? What do we think to that person, Tesh? What do we think to you? Have you ever been to a party and someone talks about themselves all night? Yeah. What do you think to that person? I'm looking in the mirror. I was going to say. Where's Lorraine? I can't see you down. Where are you? Oh, Lorraine, come on. My little TV superstar. Have you ever been to a party and someone talks about themselves all night?
No.
No? Have you?
Only last weekend, actually.
And what did you think to that person?
I just wanted to strangle him, basically.
Okay. But that's what we're doing with our marketing. Hi, we're an agent. Come and use us. We have leave space for the name of number of years of experience at our agency. We are local property experts, consultants, or whatever you call them this week. We're open 26 hours a day and 8 days a week. Nobody cares about your agency. Only you do, and your mum. But your mum will be proud of anything that you do. You have to talk about stuff which is interesting and relevant to people in your community, because 100% of homeowners, your estate agency customers, live in the town that they own their properties in. And 60% of the landlords also live in the town that they own their rental properties in. If you want people, you want landlords and homeowners to be attracted to what you have to say, get them to pay attention to what you have to say and be interested, you have to be interesting. And you have to consider trying to attract landlords and homeowners is like trying to attract a mate. And you don't, apart from Brian, obviously, Loretta, because, I mean, he's a hunk of a man. But you don't go to a nightclub, lop it out on the table and say, "Up, sweetheart, let's get married." You don't. You've got to woo them. You've got to make them interesting. I know in the Republic, sure, that's probably what you do, but no, don't. People are interested in themselves. They're interested in their family. They're interested in their hobbies and their passions. They're not interested in just another bloody estate agent or letting agent with a font, or whether you're part of a big network or a small network, or whether you've won the Sunday Times Awards 4 times or 6 times or however many times you've won it. People only care about themselves. So all you have to do is produce content that is relevant and interesting to them. That is why you're all here, because I write you your content. But I want you to take it to the next level. That does not involve you paying me one extra penny. That's you doing some more work. But if you do this, you will become leaders in your field, and you will turbo what you're doing in your agency. You see, what you need to do is become part of the community. Landlord farming is a technique of writing and producing compelling and interesting articles about a very, very important aspect of people's lives, the property market. Because if there's a brand new for sale board on any street tonight and someone drives home, the first thing they'll do is get their mobile phone out, go onto Rightmove and see how much it's on the market for. Because people are interested to know what their house is worth, and obviously if the one down the road is on for 190, of course theirs is much better, so it must be 200. We're up 10 grand over a couple of months ago. People are only interested in themselves. But the property market, whilst it is a very, very important aspect of people's lives, property isn't everything. And landlord farming 2.0, or as we call it, becoming the digital mayor, fills in the rest of the gap. It doesn't just talk about property, it talks about the community as a whole. And there are many, many aspects you can do. You can go and sponsor the kids' schools. But let's think about this. Let's think about how the world has changed. What could we do that would be so fascinating to everybody? If you're in Grantham, if you're in St Neots, and if you're in Droitwich, you're in Droitwich. And this is what Gary Vaynerchuk called becoming the digital mayor. And I will post the video. It's 45 minutes long, and he talked about it for about 5 minutes in the middle of it. And when I listened to that, and he filmed this about 9 months ago, I said, hold on a second, we're already doing the hard part. You know, writing the articles and coming up with the stats is really, really hard. That's why most people don't do landlord farming, because how the hell do you come up with an article each week with stats and graphs and things like that? That's why you lot pay me, and I just want to say thank you. I do appreciate your business. But there's plenty of other people that do it themselves. But there are other aspects of the community that you can talk about. Why don't you become the person that goes to every single restaurant and interview the person who runs the restaurant and talks about the restaurant and reviews it? Why don't you go to every butcher's shop and talk to the person behind the butcher's shop? How would you like to go to every single primary school and interview the headmaster and headmistress and then talk about what's happened to property prices in that school catchment area compared to the rest of the town? And you could work out, what if I could teach you how to find out what's happened to property prices in that primary school catchment area and then compare it to the town's property prices, and we'll make sure we pick a year where it makes our area look best, that primary school. What the hell is that school, what the hell is the PTA going to do with that video? What the hell is the headmaster or headmistress going to do with that video? What if you could do that with the majority of the schools in your town? How good would that be? Who the hell is going to forward that on? Every single parent is going to forward that video to their friends because it's talking about their kid's school. And even if the headmaster or headmistress won't even go on camera, why don't you get one of these things called a tripod and stand outside the school, obviously outside school time, and talk to the camera with the sign of the school about saying, "Hi, my name is Chris Watkin from the Grantham Property Blog, and I want to talk to you about St Swithin's School. I just want to tell you that the Ofsted report is this." And there are websites called schoolchecker.com, which will give you 20 pieces of stats, and you can throw some stats in on your video that will look good. And then you can say, if your kid goes to this school, your property prices have made an extra £12,526 over any other school in the town. And then you give that, this is the best bit, you then go onto the school's Facebook page and say, "I thought you might be interested in this," and they'll share it because you're talking about their kid's school. Now, we talked about trust and we talked about Facebook. Everybody says, "Yeah, but Facebook is for 30-year-olds. Who here is a grandparent? Majority of grandparents are now on Facebook. My mother's on Facebook. Why? Because she wants to know what our grandsons are doing. Yeah? So you're scrolling, you know, that's so you can say, well, these oldies, they're not into Facebook. They are, because they want to know what the grandkids are doing. And what you can do on this, I was able to set up an advert in Facebook in 25 seconds that said, "I would like an advert going on to anybody who lives within Grantham and a 10-mile radius who has an income above £45,000, who has an age over 45 to 75. In literally 30 or ish seconds. And then you just upload your article or anything and it will appear. Now, what do I keep banging on about images with regard to what image is important? Road signs. We'll come back to that in a second. I want you to go to the tourist spots. I want you to interview people about your town. I want you to go to nursing homes and interview people that have been in Grantham or whatever town. I want you to go to the Rotary Club and talk to people. You've all seen the interview style I've just started doing. Looks really important, doesn't it? No, it's not. It's just one of these. That's just a fancy tripod. I put on the floor like that. We talk like this. Matt, talk to me, because I tell you here and now, how uncomfortable are you feeling at the moment, Brian? Mm. Okay, who here would feel uncomfortable talking to a camera? Be honest.
Yeah?
Any time do I ever talk to a camera on my interviews? Because I'm going to tell you here and now, I am absolutely shit scared when it comes to talking to a camera. I cannot talk to a camera. Look down a lens like this, I will believe it. Okay? But we can all talk to each other as human beings. And what I'd like you to do is I really want you to get involved with video, because video is TV and we all watch so much TV, but you're going to become Grantham TV, and a big part is going to be about the property market. And a big part is going to be talking about the buy-to-let deals, and we're going to show you some videos after lunch of what you should be doing, and we're going to talk about some video courses that some of you have been on and some of you haven't, and then I'm going to show you what more difficult videos are going to look like, and then I'm going to show you some really sexy videos which we launched a couple last night. Did you see them on the Facebook page? The Stamford ones, the whizzy ones? They look good. Where are you, David? Here. They look good, don't they? And then we're going to launch a third one, which no one has seen, which might be of interest. But if you can do it yourself, even better. By talking about stuff that interests people, they will be attracted to them, to you. You will have their attention. And people will start to learn to trust you, because that's why Sir David Attenborough has been voted the most trustworthy person in Britain, because the stuff he chucks out about nature programmes is interesting. He could be a right swine, couldn't he? But at the end of the day, what he chucks out is interesting. And all you need to do, if you want people's attention, to get them to pay you with their time, is talk about stuff that interests people. Big one is property, but Landlord Farming 2.0 is talking about everything to do with the community. You're going to say you haven't got enough time. I'm going to say to you, make time. You cannot afford to be any other, because there can only be one digital mayor in your town. Is it going to be you, or is it going to be someone else? But if you do this, you will nail it.